Hello again, fellow listeners. Welcome to yet another episode of Geekcast. A show where we talk about everything new and old in technology and bring experiences and opinions rather than rules. I am, as always, your host, Digvijay Vanchu.
Today we are going to be talking about Flutter, and we are going to be tackling what exactly render objects and render blocks are, more than the app, how to use these things. I think we're going to be looking at the perception towards render objects and render blocks in Flutter, these two particular widgets, and how exactly you can take these, the concepts of these two widgets, and utilize them in your code to achieve certain things that you would want to. And today, of course, I'm joined by my fellow speaker. His name is Hasnain Thai. He and Geeky Ants and me, we go a long way back. We started meeting at the Flutter events that we used to do, and he became a regular at the events. We used to meet and hang out towards the meetups, and then he finally became a part of the family, and now he works as a senior software developer here at Geeky Ants. So Hasnain, would you like to introduce yourself to the community?
Well, I guess you have already introduced me, and I would like to add one more thing, that joining Geeky Ants was like always a dream of mine, because I know the culture over here and I know how things they do, or especially the community part. So yeah, it was always a dream to work with the Geeky Ants, and I'm so lucky that I got a opportunity to come and work and share the workspace with all the great geeks over here. So yeah, as Digvijay has already introduced me, I work in the Geeky Ants as a senior software engineer, and I guess I just joined in this month at 1st of August, and I started working on few things which is related to the Flutter, and believe me, I have quite good findings to share on the 3 week of work I have done. So yeah.
Yep. A lot of people might not also know this, but I don't know if it's active anymore, but Hasnain actually started out with his own YouTube channel where he started posting about little tutorials in Flutter when it first came out. And I think we've come a long way from that, haven't we, Hasnain?
Right. But, having few more things in the work, as well as few things in the life going on, I am not much active on the YouTube channel. And that's why I don't refer that I have a YouTube channel, because I am not a regular.
But you do. So people can always, folks joined us can always, go back and have a look at the kind of content that you produced and how helpful it was for the community back then when Flutter was also new. And there were so many people who wanted to learn Flutter at the time. And Hasnain was one of those people who, took that upon himself and facilitated that learning for the community in Flutter. So Hasnain, what I'm really interested to know is, what exactly are you working on these days in Flutter specifically?
Right. So as I said, I started working over here from a couple of weeks, and I got a chance to build something interesting in the Flutter, which was, building a linear gauge package so that people can go ahead and use that package instead of building that widget from the scratch, right?
Right.
So that's where I find the concept of render object and render box, which is more about, when you need to use and why you need that actually, right? So in Flutter, there is a famous phrase where everyone says that everything is a widget in Flutter. But, being a developer, you really don't have a time to see how those, containers, the shapes, the tags, the widgets, how they are being rendered on the screen. Right. No one has that time to go ahead and check what's happening behind the scene, or how exactly those things are being rendered.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that is what we will discuss, and that is what at the end of this cast we will be able to figure out when to use it and why it is required.
Right.
So
I think before we start with render objects and render box, I think it's very important for us to touch base on how exactly rendering works, because I think if there are intermediate level Flutter developers joining us right now, there might be also people who want to get into this. So why don't we start with the very basics? Why don't we talk about how exactly rendering works in Flutter? You know, let's talk about the trees and the widget trees and element trees and all of those concepts quickly, can we?
Yes, absolutely. That is the most important thing. You know, instead of directly jumping on render object and talking about how exactly we can
Correct.
Build the
yep.
widgets. So, like every Flutter developer who is even starting with a Flutter development, they will be knowing about the widget trees, element trees, and render trees, right? So every widget or every screen which you see in the Flutter has these trees attached with them. But we really don't, as a Flutter developer, we really don't know how exactly the element tree or the render tree is being built, right? Because you have a widget which is given from the Flutter libraries, or the Flutter team has already given the set of widgets. You use it, you see the widget tree in the dev tools, right? And then that's all. That's where you stop. But you never get a chance to code an element tree, or you never get a chance to code a render tree. But believe me, when you want to build a widget from a scratch, you have to write an element tree, you have to code a render tree, right? Because see, the main thing over here is render tree, because that's where everything happens, the painting, the size configuration, the properties configuration, whatever shapes you want, those shapes are being rendered in the render tree, right? So it's so much important concept about element tree and render tree, but we have a widgets in our hand, we use it, right. And then that's all our duty to develop, and that's all. So.
Right.
So, you know, we need to understand how exactly render object works. Like, as I said, a tree has three types of trees: widget tree, element tree, and render tree. So in render objects, the important thing what we have is the element tree and render tree, right? So see, when we talk about the objects, the render object, that is where the painting happens, and it will give you a more control over the size, layouts, and logics which you're going to use into your custom widget, right? So before I start with the render objects, I want to share a small story how I came to this render object.
Yep.
So like as I said, I started working like 2 weeks back, and I got a chance to discuss on this widget building with my team, which I'm working with Sachin and Nitesh. So I got a chance to talk with them and discuss with them that how we are going to build this widget, and we came with a solution that okay, we have a custom painter, and if we are going to build something which we should have a more control over the drawings, we should be using custom painter, right? So with a long discussion, we arrived at the solution that yes, we will be using a custom painter to develop this widget, which is a gauge, right? Which is a linear gauge. So after that discussion, I started implementing, and you know, after 1 week or 1.5 weeks, the solution was ready to use, a basic solution was ready to use.
Mm-hmm.
But then on Monday morning, I realized that, you know, in Flutter, everything is being painted on the canvas. Even if you are using buttons, even if you're using containers,
right.
Even if you're using columns.
Elementary.
Yes.
Elementary.
So those all things are being painted on the canvas, right? So what I realized is like, okay, let me just go ahead and check what's happening inside the actual Flutter code when they are trying to paint a container. And you know, I was thinking that okay, they might be also using a custom painter, but after exploring the complete repository or complete code, I didn't see even something called custom painter in the complete process of building a container. And that's where I got disappointed, saying that okay, this is not the correct way to build a widget, because the custom painter might have some cons which we should not be using, And that's where I started researching about what is render object and why should we use it. And you know, there might be a scenario in a future where a Flutter developer want to build a widget which is not which is not falling under the requirements of
what exactly not already provided before.
So in that case, you know, we have to use a render object. If you want to have some complex design with an animations where you will see a lots of data changes happening on the screen, frequently rebuilding the screen, in that case, we cannot use Custom Painter because we have many drawbacks with the Custom Painter. And that's where we will be always be thinking about the render objects, right?
So basically, what you're trying to say is that if a Flutter developer goes and inclines towards using render objects, it gives them more room to be more free. It gives them more freedom to manipulate code in whatever complex way or manipulate their widgets in whatever complex way they want, which might not be already existing as a solution before.
Right. So as I said, like render objects are highly responsible for controlling the size, layouts, and logic which you are going to paint, right? So let's say for an example, You are painting a Pac-Man game on the canvas, right? And for that you might be using a custom painter where you don't have a more control on what to paint and what not to paint, because it's not always like you should be painting a whole game every time when there is a one single data change into your complete game. It's not the correct way to do it, right? So it's better to track what is being changed and just draw that part, not the complete game, right? So that's where you have a more control over there on the logics you are having, on the layouts which you are building, and on the size which is coming from the parent widget, right? So that's where you are going to use a render object. But believe me, in the scenario, let's say you have a 10 scenario, from 10 to 9 scenario, there is no use of using a render object because Flutter has a rich widget library and you will be using it. At the end, the widgets are being painted using render objects. So whatever XYZ widget you see on the screen, they are using render object behind the screen or behind the scene, right? Okay. But as I said, you might have a possibility where those widgets are not serving your purpose, and that's where you need to have a more control over your painting,
right,
over the size, over the layouts. That's right, where you're going to use render objects.
Right. Right. So if you do get into render objects, are there different types of render objects as well that a widget can utilize? Or how does, if you have to deep dive into a render object, let's say, what are the different technicalities that we need to know before we, you know, start using it?
Right. So, if you are a Flutter developer and you want to know how exactly the columns, how exactly the rows, how exactly the container, or how exactly the opacity widgets are being rendered, so if you just go ahead and deep dive into the repository which is provided by the Flutter repository itself, you will see a different widgets using different render object, and that has a purpose. Because, you know, let's say if you're building a widget which is not going to have any child in a tree, in that case you're going to use a leaf render object. That's where you say your render object that you're not going to have a child because I am the one who is the last element in the tree, right? Because your widget doesn't require any child. Your widget will be doing everything, whatever needed on the screen, whatever painting needed on the screen. So in that case, you will be using a leaf render object widget because you don't have a child. Now, in a similar way, let's say if you're going to build a container, or you know, a container which does something different from the container which is provided by the Flutter, right? So, but still you're going to have a child attached to that container, maybe a text or image or whatever, or XYZ. In that case, you're going to use a single child render object widget because that's where you need to tell your element tree that I'm going to have a child and you need to render it, right? So in that case, you will say that I'm going to use a single child render object widget. Now, similar way, again, if you're going to have a multiple childs in a attached to your widget, for an instance, to illustrate, we have those widget which is built in the Flutter. Those are three, those are columns, flags, right, rows, stack. Those are the widgets which is going to have a multiple children, and those such widgets or the rows or the columns uses multiple child render object widget, because we get see this leaf render object, single child render object, multi-child render object are the abstract class, and they have a different methods to be overridden when you're using it, right? So while overriding these methods, you get a more control to paint your children's, to paint your child, or to paint a leaf render object, because we need to tell an element tree that these are the numbers of children you need to render, and these are the children's of these are the number of child which you need to render while building a tree, right? So if we take a case study of container widget, and if you deep dive into the repository given by the Flutter, or you just browse the code which is on the GitHub, you will see the container will be using a single child render object widget, right?
Right.
And so when you use a container on your screen, it builds a widget tree, and then the single child render object is where or is responsible for creating an element tree, because this abstract class has a method called create element, and that's where it will create an element tree, right? So now when you're building a widget from a scratch, you get a chance to build your element tree. But when you're just using a container, right, in that case you will be using it because it is already done by the Flutter team, and you will be using it directly into the UI or into the screen which you are trying to build, right? But when you're building it from the scratch, you get a chance to actually code your element tree, and that's where the interesting part is. And
that's where the most freedom as well. That's where it makes things more open to you as a developer.
Right.
Hmm.
Right. So let's say you have a widget which is going to paint a text on your screen as well as a color on your screen, right?
Yeah.
But you want to have a control where you never want to update a color. So once the color is provided, and if user wants to update that color on the button click, that never happens unless the app is killed or app is reran. Right. So in that case, you need to tell your element tree that this colors is never going to change until and unless the tree which is being built is destroyed and rebuilt again from the scratch. So in that case, you have a control where you will say that please render the text, never render the color. Right. So that's where the update element or the update render object method comes into the picture. So first you create the element using create object or create render method, and then you use update render object to update whatever you want into your paintings, right? So as you said, that's where we get the more control.
Yeah.
So moving forward, if we take a deep dive into the abstract class of single child render object widget, which will be extending a render object widget, right? So render object widgets is again a class which extends the widget, right? So widget is the base class for everything into the Flutter, because at the end of the day we say that everything is a widget in Flutter, and that's where the base class we have is the widget, because from widget it derives everything. From first we have a widget, then we have a render object widget, and then we have a single child render object widget or multi child render object widget or a leaf render object widget, right? Because these are the base class, and this is where the abstract idea of how to render is written, and whenever we use it, we need to override a couple of methods. Like as I said, if you want to code your element tree, you should be using a single child render object, and then you will be using a create render object method as well as update render object. So create render object will create your element tree, and your render object will be updating only those elements which needs to be updated whenever user wants or the data changes, right?
I think this can also be utilized to enforce certain states while you're painting your widgets on the canvas as well. Like you said that, you know, you want some color somewhere, but you don't want it in certain states. So you can always go into the deeper level and instruct your element tree to paint this color, say, perhaps in this state, or when you're painting these things in conjunction to that, and not to paint that color in a different scenario.
Right, exactly. So like for an instance, as I said, I want to paint a color, or I don't want to paint a color, but I only want to paint a text. So in my update render object, I will only include whatever I want to update. In our scenario, I will be only including the text updation. I'll be not including the color updation, right? So that's where the color will be ignored, and while painting for the another time with a new information or the new data coming, it will only paint the text, not the color, right? So that's where the update render object comes into the picture.
But Asman, one question that I wanted to ask, or that comes to my mind, is while we're talking about, you know, such immense control over your element tree, and then you have rights over painting things when you want them, do you think a very complex application of render objects or manipulation of the element tree can also lead to creation of animations in a very different way?
Absolutely. See, as I said, like, let's say if you're building a game, and a game is not good without an animation, right?
Right.
You need an animation into a game. And as you said, we can have multiple types of animations happening into a game, or not into a game, or the example which I have already done, or I have already built a linear gauge where, you know, I want to show some sort of information on my linear gauge where I have a number from 0 to 100, and I want to plot my information that, let's say, the temperature of the temperature for today is, you know, kind of 50 degree, and I want to plot that into a linear gauge. So I can easily do that by animating things. Let's say if I put a pointer over there, and I will increase the gauge container by 50% on the gauge, and I can animate that 50% from 0 to 50. I can easily animate into, you know, few seconds, where user can see that the width of the gauge is increasing linearly with the time. So yes, you have all control over the animations as well, and that's where you have a more control what to paint, what not to paint, and how to paint, right? So that's more important to build your own element tree, to have your more precise and more, more controlled vision.
So now that we've talked about, you know, element trees and manipulation of it and render objects and the kind of power it gives to a developer, where does RenderBox fit into this entire picture? Let's take a minute to touch upon that as well.
Right. So let's say you want to create a widget from a scratch, right? Now, being you are using a Flutter classes already, right? And you are never going to write a render object from the scratch. Again, those classes are written by the Flutter team already, and you have to use those classes.
Right.
So when it comes to an hierarchy, render object is the base class, right? And if you want to access a render object, you will be extending a render box. So let's say if you want to build a linear gauge, and the class name is going to be something called linear gauge, that is going to extend a render box. And render box will allow you to override all the different methods available into the render box, that is of a perform layout or a compute dry layout, as well as the paint method, right? So the render box is where you will be using to access the render object properties, whatever being already given into the class.
Sure. Right. So we have spoken about render box. We have spoken about render objects. We have spoken about all the technicalities that one needs to know about this. Why don't we utilize all of this knowledge and all of these things that we have just learned, Hasnain, and why don't we touch upon how exactly can one create a widget using all of this? Let's go over that step by step.
Yeah, absolutely. So see, very first thing what I would suggest before I go ahead and start explaining how we can create a widget from a scratch, I would recommend if you're a hardcore Flutter developer, please go ahead and check it out how container is being rendered, because that's where you will get an actual idea. Okay, now you have a power to draw whatever you want and however you want, right? And that's what will make you a very extremely powerful developer, where you will have a more control on what you can do and what not you can do, right? So let's have take a look on how we can build a widget from a scratch, right? So there is three things attached to a single widget. Again, going back from where we started, the three important thing is the widget, three widget tree, that is widget, widget tree, as well as element tree, and then the render tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you actually need to create this three tree if you want to have a widget built from the scratch, right? Now, moving forward, let's say you want to build a linear gauge, right? In linear gauge, first you create a class which will be exposed as a widget class. In our case, a linear gauge will be the class which will be extending a leaf render object, right? A leaf render object widget,
right?
Because we are not having a child for a linear gauge. We just give the information and we paint on the screen. There is no extra thing attached to it. There is no child attached to it, right? So that is where our leaf render object comes into the picture. So we only have a leaf render object, and linear gauge is the class which is exposed publicly, and that's where it will be used. So now if you compare this thing with a container, so you have a class something called container, and that will be extending a single render, single child render object widget, right? Now,
right.
The linear gauge is where publicly exposed API, and that's where you provide all your parameters, let's say from where your linear gauge will start, where your linear gauge will end, what color your linear gauge will look like, what are the rulers you're going to paint on, what are the labels you're going to paint on, right? How labels are going to be styled.
Right.
So this is the properties which you are going to give into the publicly exposed API, where they can see what are the information or what are the properties which I can use using linear gauge. And then under the hood, you're going to make a class called linear gauge, or maybe, okay, so as I said, like we are using a class called leaf render object, right? So in that case, you expose those parameters, and then you have to use two methods, or you have to override those two methods, which is coming from the leaf render object widget, is create render object as well as update render object. So now the information which is coming from the publicly API, we will be giving those information to the create render object. And we will tell our create render object method to build a new class, something called render linear gauge. So now we have a public class, which is linear gauge. And then we have an internally used class, which is render linear gauge. And render linear gauge is again going to use all those parameters, which is coming from the public API, which we exposed.
Right.
Right. So this is where we are going to return a render linear gauge from a method called create render object, right? Which will again give us a context, a build context of the tree, so that we can tell which part of the tree exactly is being modified, or where we're going to do it. Right. Now, this is where you create it. But what if you want to update a piece of information into a linear gauge in the life cycle of your app, right? So in that case, you have something called update render object. And that's where you pass the two parameters, the context and the render linear gauge, which we want to update, right? Because we need to tell our update render object that this is the piece of information you will be updating, and it will be attached to our render linear cage, right? So you actually use the render linear cage setters and getter methods to update the information, right? So now a quick summary on what we have done till now for building the cage. So we publicly exposed a class called linear cage, right? And we gave all the properties as an API, which end users will be using it. And then under the hood, we created one more class called render linear cage, right? And a render linear cage will be having all the properties with the two methods called create render object as well as update render object. So these two method, which I'm talking right now, is responsible for creating an element tree, right? So now you have already a public class, which is linear cage, which is where the widget tree will be playing a role. Now you have two methods called update render object and create render object. That's where the element tree will be playing a role, because we are extending a single leaf render object widget, and that's where the create element will come into the picture, right? Now have the final final part, where we have not talked about where we are going to paint all those things. Let's say I want to paint a complete linear gauge with the data coming from the API. Let's say I want to have a linear gauge showing a data at 50 from 0 to 100. I want to show a data a plotting of 50, right? That's where you use a render box, right? And a render linear gauge class, which we have already created, will be extending a render box. And render box will again give you three important methods to build in, right? So we have something called perform layout, we have something called compute dry layout, and then we have a paint, right? So perform layout will be telling you what size of parent widget is, right? A compute dry layout will be trying to allocate a space into your widget tree, right? So that's where many a times when a Flutter developer tries to build a column or expanded widget into a list view, that's where they will get an error saying that the render box is out of bound, or the parent widget height is not proper. Because when you're using a list view, that list view should be in a container with a proper height, right? Because when they try to compute this dry layout, and if the height is not given from the parent widget, that's where the error will come, and we will be not able to paint, because Canvas will never know what type of height or what number of height I want to paint. And paint method is where you will get an offset and a canvas to draw, right? So now you have everything in your hand, you can paint it, you can paint your custom shapes, and you can have a getter and setters for the parameters which you are exposing publicly, right? Now in the setters, you have one important method which you need to always use, that is mark needs layout, right? This is the method which will tell a paint method to repaint everything when anything has been updated, right? And this mark needs paint layout is always included into the setter, and setter we are using it into the update render object, right?
Right.
So yeah, this is the complete way of building a widget from a scratch. But believe me, as I said, from the 10th scenario, in 9th scenario, you will be using a widgets, because which has been already given by the Flutter team. But let's say if you need to have a more control, or if your requirement is not satisfied by those widgets, then you are going to use this render object, and you're going to have a more control on it, right?
Right.
So that's where the complete implementation comes in, and that's how you build the custom widget into the Flutter.
Fantastic. So if you had to summarize this entire thing, obviously utilizing render objects gives you a lot more control, because it lets you seep into the different types of trees that you don't normally see that are being created. and then it gives you the control over creating those trees, say widget tree, element tree, and render tree on your own, where element tree gives you the most power and freedom to change states and have something appear on the screen, paint on the canvas, and have something not paint on the canvas, depending on what your requirement is. And then there is a lot of complex things that you can achieve using that.
Exactly.
And if you have to create a widget from scratch utilizing this in-depth and render objects and render box method, you create an element tree first, depending on what the need of your render object widget is. Then you create a render tree using render box, because you need to create that area where the render tree would be, the render object would be placing all of those elements. And then you use the paint method to build that canvas where all of your whatever instructions you have given to the element, this element tree, it pastes everything there, paints everything there. And then you have getter and setter for each property, because you're obviously exposing everything to an API, and you use what the mark needs layout method for that. If we have to summarize out of that, have I got everything in order?
Correct, exactly correct. Perfect. So I hope like I was able to, you know, theoretically explain when to use the widget and render objects and how important they are, which is normally being ignored by the Flutter developer, because Flutter developer has a rich set of widgets library and they never want to, you know, build a widget from the scratch. But believe me, if you want to be a powerful developer, or if you are a hardcore Flutter developer, then you need to know how this rendering works, and you need to give a try where you can paint things and where you can, you know, you never know, you can build a widget which could be a very helpful to the community, and that might be included into the Flutter source code itself. So that could be a quite great contribution to the community, right?
Absolutely. I agree with you. And finally, before we close this discussion, Hasnain, any resources that comes to your mind if our listeners do want to explore this on their own and, you know, get even more information on what we've been talking about? Do you have any resources that you can guide them to?
Right. So like when I was exploring, there were many blogs over the internet I was using to understand these things. But the best part was the Flutter documentation website itself, where they have explained the purpose and the usage of render object, and where to use render object, and what are the methods which is important to use render object. But still, if you can go ahead and search on the Google about, you know, render objects, you will get a couple of nice blog posts from the different sources. So I would say that the blog post, as well as the Flutter documentation for reading the render object, as well as I guess there is a YouTube video which has been published by the official on the official Flutter channel. You can just take a look over there as well. They've been explaining when to use render object and when to use a custom painter. So at the end, if you are building a complex widget, right, which requires more control, which requires more information, you need to use render object. But believe me, if you are drawing a simple shape or a simple design, then you can go through with a custom painter.
Right, and with that final word of advice, Hasnain, thank you so much for joining me on this discussion today about render objects and render box. I'm sure a lot of people now have a new perspective towards how they can make their own widgets and how they can manipulate them. And like you said, hopefully there are a lot more powerful Flutter developers out there. And plus as well, I have personally learned a lot of this from the discussion that we have had. So now that if I ever talk to a Flutter developer, I will not sound like a complete idiot. So I know some things that I can say to them. But once again, thank you so much, Hasnain, for taking out the time and talking to me today on this space. And thank you so much to all of our listeners for sticking around and hearing me and Hasnain talk about render objects and render box. Obviously, this was another episode of Geekcast on Twitter Spaces, where we talk about everything new and old in and around technology and bring you experiences and opinions rather than rules. And perhaps for the final time, I am your host, Digvijay Vancho. And we will come back with more episodes and more topics to talk on. So stay tuned to the Geeky Ants channel and join us again very, very soon. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks, Hasnain. Thanks, everybody.